So, hope everybody's enjoying this nice cool weather. Think we're supposed to get a little bit of snow here by Monday or Tuesday, what they're saying. Well, we just returned from the Feast of Tabernacles a few weeks ago, and we're running on a spiritual high. But straight away, as soon as we get home, we run into everyone saying, "Happy Halloween." And as soon as that was over, you're already hearing "Happy Holidays" and seeing it put up in the stores and stuff. "Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas." Now, if I was to get up here this evening and say, "Merry Christmas," what would be your reaction? Well, alarm bells would probably go off, and you'd be looking for Mr. Laughlin probably to run up here and make this a very short sermonette. But we're all sick and tired of hearing those statements, all the time, and other phrases that's used this time of year, and the deceit that's built into these holidays. And we've all run into, uncomfortable situation that developed with the neighbors, employers, family, like maybe not going to company parties or dinners with family or neighbors, whatever it may be. And you have to explain to them why you won't be there. You've all had your own personal experiences with this Christmas holiday, and some folks have become very angry with us for not keeping this festival of idolatry. Christmas, the days of Christmas are a worldwide celebration, and people are mesmerized by Christmas. Merchants all over the world, promote it. That's the biggest time of the year. And you all know the origins of these days that we learned early on about these pagan days. So I'm not dealing with proof of origins or nothing like that today. But what's the most important thing is, how does God look at these days? God hates Christmas, all the festivals of idolatry. And what's the definition of an idol? Simply put, an image or a representation of a false god. And to worship these images is the breaking of the second commandment. Sin is the transgression of the law, and the wages of sin are death. So first of all, let's strip away the name. The name Christmas has camouflaged the real nature of this festival, and it has nothing to do with Christ. Let's just call it the Day of Worldwide Idolatry. As Mr. Armstrong stated in one of his articles on Christmas, you can call a lion a tiger, but it's still a lion. My brother, when he was a little feller, he had a dog, and he called it Rabbit. He had a horse, he called Camel. But Rabbit was still a dog, and Camel was still a horse. In the teachings of the Old and New Testament books of the Bible, God takes a hard line against idolatry. But modern Christianity claims the customs associated with pagan festivals are not used to worship false gods, but to worship Christ. In other words, Mr. Jones came up with one. You can't have, what was it? You
can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
Yeah, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. And that's kind of what they're trying to do. But God's answer is, let's turn to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 12. I'm going to have to get some stronger glasses, I believe. Starting verse 29, it says, "When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, and you displace them and dwell in their land." Verse 30, "Take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you. and that you do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord, which he hates, they have done to their gods. For they burn even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. You know, remember the situation in Exodus where Aaron built the golden calf to represent God. And see, that's Exodus 32. I won't turn over there, but in verse 7 it says, they have corrupted themselves, Exodus 32:7 says. And God would have killed all of them and started over with Moses if Moses hadn't have interceded and pleaded with God to not destroy him. What about the so-called Christmas miracles that you hear about? Times people have seen Christ appear in a cloud or on a rock or some other place or something strange happening. Turn on over to Deuteronomy 13, over a page or two, and verse 1 through 5. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or the dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him. But that prophet or the dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage. You know, you can go on and read that entire chapter. It's pretty good. And now let's go over to, I want to turn over to everybody's favorite anti-Christmas chapter, Jeremiah 10. And verse 1 through 5 says, hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with an axe, and decorate it with silver and gold, fasten it with nails and hammers, so it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried, because they cannot go by themselves. But do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. You know, all down through the ages, man has been bent on worshiping false gods. For example, in Deuteronomy 4, God didn't reveal himself in a form, but in a voice, so the people wouldn't make an image. Deuteronomy 4. Passing it up. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 12. I just nearly can't see these numbers. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 12. And the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but you saw no form. You only heard a voice. And then down in verse 23, says, take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. So God makes no bones about how he feels about idolatry. And the ultimate results of practicing it are plain also. You know, in the New Testament, we have many references also to idols and idolatry, like Galatians 5, 1 Peter 4, Colossians 3. Let's turn over to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 5. Yeah, verse 5. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. You know, in every place, God lets his mind be known concerning the worship of false gods. Bring it down to its simple form, Satan, you're worshiping Satan, is the real name. You know, and Satan is trying to hide the real meaning by appropriating Christ's name on these holidays. But we have taken the scriptures and stripped away the name Christmas and revealed the day for what it really is. When ancient Israel was moved from the Holy Land, the main charges against them was what? Sabbath breaking and idolatry. So knowing all these things, could we as God's people envy those things that are, those that are engaging in the festivities of this present worldwide pagan festival? Not in the least, I don't think. You know, in most cases, instead of the proclaimed joy, peace, and happiness and giving, there ends up being misery, loneliness, and greed. You know, God hates these idolatrous days. And God gives us a warning concerning our joining in with this present Babylonian system and her worship of false gods. He tells us, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues.